So thank you for joining us for our next talk. The next talk will be about Collabora Online WebAssembly. And it's going to be with Caolan and Torsten.
Okay, I hope you can hear me. I can hear myself. So Collabora Online, was myself, Caolan McNamara and Torsten Burns, and we'll just get on with it. Collabora Online, typical overview. What we have is a... I can shout louder, but again, it's meant to be amplified. Collabora Online, typical overview. The idea here is that you have Collabora, you have your browser, you have a JavaScript front end. The JavaScript front end communicates back to a server. The back end server is a classic C++ compiled to native code. There's a web server daemon that basically manages a whole set of kit instances. And obviously, crucially with all these things, if there's no server, then it doesn't work because the browser talks to the server. If you have no server, if you lose connectivity or connection to the server, then your browser has nothing to communicate with and nothing works at all. Each kit instance that I mentioned there is basically LibreOffice. It links to LibreOffice core. It's big. The combined shared libraries on my local copy of it is 320 megs. So you've got a very, very large core body of code from LibreOffice that is included and linked to by each kit instance. Each instance is one document, so when you connect to Collabora Online, each document is running separately and each individual document is its own instance. When you've got multiple users, it's still one document. If they connect to one document, if you've got one user, three documents, you've got three instances. And then the server mediates between your browser and forwards things to each client. Client renders images and you send back these pictures back to your JavaScript client. LibreOffice itself, core part of it is pretty portable. We've ported it to all these operating systems here, Linux, Windows, Mac, iOS, etc. On the core side, we have the famous bridge, which is particularly specific to the ABI of your architecture. But we have ported it to all these architectures and all these different ABIs in the past. So there's plenty of experience and plenty of examples of being ported to very, very, very diverse sets of things at a particularly low level. Collabora Online itself, then, is pretty much doesn't have the issue of requiring this low-level bridge, so its portability is fundamentally easier on that side, even though then it is going to use Linux-based.